Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophet, the Lord.
Yes, the people, again, the prophecy of January 11th, the year 2021, is a continuing developing story, continuing all the time. I don't know whether you're all following what is happening, the developments going on between Russia and Ukraine, Russia and the West, because it is running on social media and all over that region and globally, though, that the Russian troops are now in a ready position. They are as ready as they can be for a major full-scale war. We are seeing the U.S. intel, the U.S. intelligence warning Ukraine. They have warned the government of Ukraine that they should be very careful on watch out, because the Russian troops are now ready, in a very ready position for a full-scale war to storm Ukraine. And I'm hoping that you also followed when the Russian President Vladimir Putin, when Putin said that Russian security is not negotiable, that some of the assets, the NATO military assets, have now entered Ukraine. So they have laid a warning. They have said it will be costly. And we have also seen... the entire world, and it will devastate the region, meaning Europe. And we have also the Latvian Prime Minister saying that Russian troops have accessed the eastern side of Ukraine, the regions that they recognize as independent states at this hour. And so there is a rapidly developing story in that region, and globally, of course, for that matter. We are seeing very clearly that the intel that has been shared, the warning that has been sent from the West to Ukraine, from Washington to Ukraine, has warned Ukraine that the Russian troops are ready. A full-scale invasion, a full-scale war is imminent. It may happen anytime. It can happen anytime. And the Russians have said they will come in by shooting. They will come in with shooting, that means mortars, gunfire, and everything. So I hope you're following this very tremendous development that is taking place globally. The words of my tongue have captured the global media again in a very severe way. All the global media globally, and it's shaping up into a very, very deadly stance of war. The U.S. is saying, oh, you see, we are ready for diplomacy, but we are looking for a partner. Meaning the Russians are now adamant. They are virtually unapproachable. The doors to diplomacy have been shut. And an imminent war. The Russians have also brought all their blood banks and their mobile medical clinics. The wartime medical clinics have been brought close to the border. And the U.S. has announced, together with NATO, the European, the Western European, have announced that an imminent attack, a full-scale war, is about to break out. This is such a tremendous time. This is such an unbelievable time, a dreadful time, considering the weapons that Russians have. Russians have some of the most sophisticated weapons on the earth. Most sophisticated on the earth. That's why you see the U.S. is shying away from talking war with them. The U.S. is saying they will not engage them, they will not fight Russia. It will not happen. Otherwise, that will turn out into a nuclear war. There's also the hybrid war. It will go into chemical warfare, rather chemical war, and also biological war. Russians are some of the most lethally armed people on the earth, on this earth. And the secrecy. And remember when there was a moratorium on developing those ballistic nuclear warheads, Russians behind the scenes were still moving on producing their nuclear weapons, hypersonic weapons, the energy weapons, all the attack helicopters are in position. The satellite images being beamed all across the globe, all the social media globally, the news networks globally. They're saying the Russian troops have now amassed and they are ready for an imminent attack. There's going to be a full-scale war. They're calling it full-scale war. And they're saying the human toll will be unbelievable. And it's the first time since the Second World War that the world has come to this, has come to the brink of a major war. And so this is unbelievable. The Russian president saying that Russian security is not negotiable, will not be negotiated. And you saw a very urgent emergency session of the UN General Assembly also. Last time we had Security Council, General Assembly. The Ukrainians are saying that the areas that have declared independence have had 59 shellings today. Today there has been 59 shellings. So there is a war that is simmering, and the Russian troops are now in the ready position, according to the estimates by the U.S., that the Russian troops, the Russian forces, and their weapons and assets at the border are now in a ready position. The U.S. called it imminent full-scale war. They're about to launch a full-scale war that will take place to sweep through Ukraine. It's going to be quite historic, especially considering the sophistication of the hardware, the sophistication of the war machine that has been developed over time from the Second World War until this. This is a very tremendous and very, very dreadful time in the history of the earth. The Lord has decided to use his prophets to downgrade and degrade life on this earth. Because I saw the rider of the pale horse, and you know, him and the pale horse, they came to me. I think I shared with the bishops, the senior most bishops that came recently, that had a meeting with me here at the headquarters here at the gazebo. I was sharing with them some details that I have not shared live on air like now. And I said that the Lord normally makes the rider of the pale horse come with the pale horse ever since they were released, when I witnessed the breaking of the fourth seal in heaven. He normally once in a while makes them, after a few months, come. And they, you remember, the pale horse normally goes on its belly and breathing, breathing as in from a long journey. And the pale horse, the report to him that speaks with you on how much he has accomplished, and then they leave. That is the moment in which they left and went up. They went up, and that's when I announced, I've seen the rider of the pale horse going across the sky over that region. And remember, he has been in this region of Syria and Iraq and this entire area of the Middle East, all the way from Tahrir Square, and he went into Libya, Syria, Iraq, Mosul, and what happened there. And then I saw him cross on that side of Europe, over Russia, that space of Europe towards Russia, crossing Western Europe towards Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe. And now you see the development. You can see that the Lord, you can tell that the Lord has set out to use his two mega prophets, the voice that is speaking with you, to downgrade life on this earth, that you may have nothing to write home about. If you take this and you combine it with the coronavirus, and you see the financial and economic devastation that this is going to bring to not only Europe, but globally, because you can imagine Russia. You cannot wish away Russia and its energy supplies. So this is going to be a very unbelievable territory, a zone that people have not been through. So Russian forces are now in the most ready position, as ready as they can ever get, to be able to make an imminent attack, full-scale war into Ukraine. That is what you see on your social media and also in that part of the world, and globally though, all across global news networks now. So the words of my tongue, this is a moment like no other in the history of this modern earth. And considering the sophistication of the weapons that has been developed, accrued, accumulated, by these superpowers, this is going to be a storm and a half. And so your prayer is like is that let the U.S. or any Western power not attempt to shoot at the Russian troops as they storm Ukraine, because that would be an unbelievable world war. It would be an unbelievable one, because there are some Russian forces, they have added 7,000 forces with assets, serious assets in bases in Syria, serious assets in bases in Syria. So more than 7,000 Russian troops have been added to the bases in Syria, and they have the same missiles that can strike Europe. Some of them go up to 11,600 kilometers. So they, you can imagine if they engage the West on the other front, then now the Russians will be able to blast them from their back, from the Middle East. I guess that's why Israel has said it's not taking sides. Israel must have noted the Russian capability and the Russian hardware around there, and they have said no. There are Jews in Russia, which is true. There's a big aliyah that came from Russia. And then there are Jews in Ukraine, which is true. Of course, even the Ukrainian president is Jewish. Yeah, so even Israelis, there are more than 10,000 Israelis in they call the Sabra. The Sabra, those are Israelis born in Israel who are working in Ukraine. But also there are Jews, there are a large number of Jews who are Ukrainians, who are not Sabras. Sabras, those are Israelis native born in Israel. There are those who are now Russian, I mean Ukrainians. So Israel has taken a more or less neutral position, but they have leaned towards Russia. Israel has said they support Russia because the U.S. has of late supported Iran, has taken sides with Iran and released some sanctions, and they are not punishing Iran for developing a nuclear weapon. And so this is a very powerful time in the history of the church when Christians can now look up into the sky and anticipate the coming of their Savior. Look up into the sky and know that their deliverance is now nearer than when they first believed. So this is the developing story that I wanted to share with you in terms of that prophecy, which is now turning out to be a monumental prophecy. The prophecy of January 11th, the year 2021, and then later again the Lord brings that prophecy. He broke on the same date. Remember, July 29th, 2009 is when the Lord lifted me up into heaven, and I stood before the throne of God, and I saw the Lamb of God break the fourth seal of the Holy Scroll of God. July 29th, 2009. I've gone all over the world announcing that date. And then shortly after that, you saw Tahrir Square. You saw the riots in Tunisia, Tahrir Square, Libya, Syria, Iraq, all the ISIS, what? You saw all that, the devastation of the effect. And yet, remember, the nation of these men is in the tribulation. So how what? How more terrible would that be? But the day, July 29th, is so key because, again, last year, July 29th, the year 2021, the Lord now shows me the ride of the pale horse. He comes, actually. The pale horse lies down and breathing. The belly like that, breathing like that, as in tired, has been running around. And after he gives a report, these are the parts I've not always shared with you people. After the pale horse has given a report to he that is speaking with you, then he left in that direction. That's why on that July 29th, I came live on air and recorded it July 31st, 2021. But it is unfolding in a very dramatic manner in our eyes when we are sitting on the verge of a global war. Global. You can imagine Germany sending troops. The U.S. is sending more troops and assets. The U.K. is sending, they're sending more lethal aid, lethal weapons to Ukraine. The U.S. is sending lethal weapons to Ukraine. And you can imagine in sending those weapons, they may be tempted to send some extremely lethal weapons. And then those two assets will collide. The Russian one and the ones of NATO will now collide when Russia makes a storm. This is very big. This is a very big time, a very big prophecy. The world is sitting on the verge. So, again, Ukrainian military sitting at a place, a precarious place. You're talking about ceasefires have been violated in Donbass. And all these areas, we talk about the Russian troops are now in the most ready position to storm. A very, very delicate time in the history of the church, but for us as the church, that points on to the fact that this world is not our home. Number two, that woe unto they that have trusted unto this world, invested all their life unto this world, because it's all now coming to destruction. It's being destroyed by the two messengers of the Lord, the voice that is speaking with you. He's devastating life on the earth and ravaging it and downgrading it. And then, number three, this should cause you now to look forward to a better kingdom, a better country, a country and a city built by God himself, whose architect is God. And that should draw your hearts, your bearing towards the glorious eternal kingdom of God. And that inevitably should cause you to re-examine your life on this earth and be holy as a Christian, be righteous. If you're not born again and you're listening, this is really the impetus for you to now receive Jesus and to be holy and to be born again correct, because the Lord has made it very clear, overwhelming evidence, that the coming of the Messiah is near and that these key prophets who have come to destroy the whole earth. In the past, they have used earthquakes, Haiti earthquake, Chile earthquake, Peru earthquake, Mexico earthquake, Nepal earthquake, Japan earthquake, all through Russia earthquake, the earthquake in Iran, and all these earthquakes in Lake Tanganyika here, shaking of Kenya, the time when I was telling Kenya to repent. So these earthquakes, you see, global Taiwan, Yushu, China, that I have commanded from this side. And then now, they are using coronavirus, and they have put the world on the brink of a major catastrophe, a major war. And this the world cannot recover from if it does take place. If it does go full scale, if the West will be tempted to shoot at Russia, the Russian troops, this would be uncontrollable. It would be unbelievable. It would be a big blast that people will be astounded. They will be shocked as to why they ever started this war. So this is where the world is sitting at. Be born again. This should call you to righteousness, to be a more faithful Christian. Because now the prophecies of God are being spoken into your ears, life, and just a few months later, they're being fulfilled in a very stunning manner. Capturing again all the global news networks, the Lord taking the attention of your soul, the Lord fighting for your heart and your soul, that you may not go to hell, but that you may enter the glorious kingdom of God. The Messiah is coming. Hasn't the Lord spoken with this generation? Thank you.